Welcome back to Radio Zulu. I'm Reed, your host. We are here under Ground Zero. Each week, we try to bring you some of the best music ever recorded. And this week is no exception. Let's get started.
Baby, if you got the rock, I got to be a rocking horse. Baby, think you like to roll and make me a digging hole. You're shaking the world when it's time to crash. But when I get home tonight, I guess I got to shake myself. You need some love, you must have the blues. And but the one thing a good man can do is do the shade, the rattlesnake shoe. Man, do the shade.
My main man, can't you hear? different ways. One said go, baby, and the other, my two said stay. I woke up this morning with the blues of three different ways. Other two say stay.
Sugar Shack, doing Go Space City. Sugar Shack is from Space City, Houston, Texas. Before that, the Gants out of Mississippi, Did I Wonder. Kind of a good take on the British invasion. Prior to that, Fat Man in the Bathtub by Little Feet. And Taj Mahal did Leaving Drunk. I got a chance to see Taj Mahal perform at a blues festival about 2 years ago. He was third on the billing after Tower of Power and the Doobie Brothers, two world-renowned blues acts. Say what? He had a very abbreviated set, and he only played one or two songs from the Take a Giant Step era. It was a little disappointing, I have to say. I would recommend, if you get a chance to see Taj Mahal, try to see him as a headliner. And we started the set with Fleetwood Mac doing Rattlesnake Shake, or should I say Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. This would have been before the Americans invaded the band. And I love his lyric, "I have this friend, his name is Mick, and he don't care when he ain't got no chicks." Of course, Mick Fleetwood was tall, skinny, big nose, kind of beady eyes. But you know, he ultimately wound up with Belladonna in his bed. So let that be a lesson to you kind of geeky wannabe musicians. Keep practicing those three chords. Up next is Hey Joe by The Leaves. A song everybody knows, of course, but I'm going to play an early version that I think it was the first recorded version by this band that didn't go anywhere, and then it was re-recorded, and it didn't go anywhere, and then the third time was the charm. So the story goes that David Crosby learned this song from Dino Valenti, the guy in Quicksilver Messenger Service, and he kind of lifted it from the songbook of a blues musician named Billy Moses Roberts. So David Crosby taught it to the Byrds, and the Byrds were in residence and very, very popular on the Sunset Strip in 1965. And they had a roadie whose name was Brian McLean, who wound up in love. And Brian McLean taught this song to one of the guys in The Leaves. Several bands were playing it. It was very, very popular. And I think everyone kind of knew that whoever recorded this thing first would have a hit with it. The Byrds kind of just passed on it. So The Leaves got there first, so to speak. So I'm going to play what I am told was the first version that was released by The Leaves. It is distinguishable from the other two released versions because it was titled Hey Joe, Where You Gonna Go? The big hit was just Hey Joe. So take a listen, see what you think. I kind of like it. Hey Joe, Where You Gonna Go? By The Leaves.
Hey! Say, before we get to the next tune, I'd like to tell you about something I just saw. That's the greatest. It's a movie called Gidget. Gidget is the story of a young blonde teenage gal who spends a fabulous summer at Malibu Beach with the surfboarders. Of course, you know Gidget was a very big bestseller, and they made it into a tremendous motion picture, in color and in CinemaScope. As the kids say, it's a ball, from top to bottom. Tell you what we'll do. Let's have a look at some of the scenes.
What kind of insanity is taking hold of this family? Call cash. Flags of land. Do you think this is what the young man of today wants?
You're so right. The man I'm after sure does want something else, and I'll see he gets it.
You know, Gidget is the first movie I've ever endorsed in this way. Just as sure as my name is Dick Clark, I know you'll like Gidget, too.
Suburban Lawns doing Gidget Goes to Hell with the enigmatic Sue Dishu up front. If you ever had a chance to see the band play around Los Angeles in the early 80s, you probably did not see them perform that song. And that would be because the owner of the Gidget property, quote unquote, sued the band and enjoined them from ever performing it again. And that might explain why the 45 and the album that it came from have never been reissued in any format that I know of. Ironically, that's probably the best thing that's ever happened to the franchise. Gidget Goes to Hell. Before that, I'm in Trouble by the Replacements. Soul Inc. did Ultra Blue. Soul Inc. out of Louisville, Kentucky. The Chocolate Watch Band did Sweet Young Thing. That was their first release on Uptown Records. And we began the set with the Leaves doing Hey Joe, Where You Gonna Go? Up next, the Del Vets.
Well, I'm sitting here sinking on deeper down. My head is spinning around and round. I can't seem to shake this feeling. My body is a rocket and reeling. Oh, it's such a funny feeling that I know this is the last time around for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sinking on deeper down. My eyes are blurred and I can't hear a sound. Fight! Help me fight! Cause I know this is the last time around for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's taking me over and swallowing. I'm caught in
know this is the last time around for me, oh yeah. Well, it's taking me over and swallowing me up. I'm caught in a landslide, I can't bend the duck. I'll run out of time and I'll run out of luck. I know this is the last time around, oh yeah.
Double time. On a hot and dusty night, we were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now. You fix your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the meth bread great executive I see heavily advertised. And you're the great gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. When the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breathe. They haven't tasted heaven, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are, and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys and play with toys, so be strong with your bees. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me.
From the soundtrack for the movie Performance, that's Memo from Turner by Mick Jagger. Now, the song is credited to Jagger and Richards, but I'll bet they had a songwriting deal kind of like Lennon McCartney. I don't know, because I don't think Keith had anything to do with that song. It was recorded in Los Angeles by Jack Nitzsche with studio musicians who included Ry Cooder there on slide guitar. And this is a very fine example of Mick Jagger as lyricist, as good as anything that Bob Dylan dude ever did. Just my opinion. No cards and letters, please. Before that, Lulu did I'll Come Running. Lulu, the diminutive little red-headed Scottish babe who is best known for doing To Sir With Love, but was really good at belting out the tunes like she did there, I'll Come Running. Before that, Neckbones did Double Time. Them, without Van Morrison, did Gloria's Dream. And we started the set with the Delvettes doing Last Time Round. This is Tito and Tarantula.
Love, it's a way of living. So what It's all part of my way of giving, and I'm giving it all to you. Love and love, it's a way of living. So what more would you have me do? It's all part of my way of giving. It's a way of living, and it's sweet that you're looking through.
You told me if I ever got down, you'd do my frown, baby. I'm down so groovy. So moving, yeah. Now watch this, babe. Are you just gonna stand there and watch me pull my hair? Will you go on? You get out of here. Cause you ain't no friend of mine. No, 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 no.
Ain't no friend of mine. You can put me on.
Restrict your breath. Never been a better time than this. Suffocating out when you're trying to bless in a city. This wasn't so much shade. You see me rise above and take its place. The heart pumps until it dies. Drain the blood. The heart is wise. All my friends are murdered. Hey, all my bones are marrows in. All these fiends want teenage rage. All my friends are murdered. Shimmer and rot at the same time through. There's never been a better time in this town. Bite your hand out the frostbit. We'll be right back.
so here we go.
All my friends are murdered. Hey, I'm my bones, no marrows in. All these fiends want teenage me. All my friends are murdered. He's on the way. He's on the way. He's on the way. He's on the way. He's gone away. 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 He's gone away.
Started that set with Tito and Tarantula doing It's My Mistake. That was followed by the Small Faces doing My Way of Giving. The Sparkles out of Loveland, Texas did No Friend of Mine. The Sparkles also gave us Hipsville, 29 BC. No Friend of Mine became quite a hit with underground garage bands. It's been covered several times. Perhaps best by the Swamp Rats. After that, the Distillers did Drain the Blood with vocal shredding courtesy of Brody Dahl. And we finished today's session with the Ramones doing Teenage Lobotomy. Well, that's all we have time for tonight. Had a lot of fun putting that set together. Hope you enjoyed it. If so, you should definitely check out some other episodes of Radio Zulu, which you can find right here under Ground Zero. Until then, good night, everybody.